Good morning, beloved, and thank you for welcoming me into your home for this morning's edition of The 5-Minute Journey. Today, we will begin reading excerpts from the book of the prophet Hosea, a book of 14 chapters, which we will be reading over the period of the next few days. The prophet's name is a shortened version of the Hebrew Josh-Isaiah, which means the Lord has saved. Hosea preached in the northern kingdom of Israel, that would be around 740 to 722 BC, and was concerned about the idolatry of the people and their faithlessness towards God. In today's reading, Hosea is told to marry an unfaithful woman to demonstrate how unfaithful Israel has been. He is also told to give his children names that are to be reminders of Israel's forthcoming punishment. The reading concludes with Hosea's foreseeing a time when God will restore Israel and Judah and bring them together under one leader. And today's saving word is mercy and forgiveness. So let's begin Hosea chapter 1, verse 1. This is the message which the Lord gave Hosea, the son of Beeri, during the time that Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah were kings of Judah, and Jeroboam, son of Joash, was the king of Israel. When the Lord first spoke to Israel through Hosea, he said to Hosea, "Go and get married. Your wife will be unfaithful, and your children will be just like her, in the same way my people have left me and become unfaithful." So Hosea married a woman named Gomer, the daughter of Diblaim. After the birth of their first child, a son, the Lord said to Hosea, "Name him Jezreel, because it will not be long before I punish the king of Israel for the murders of his ancestor Jehu committed at Jezreel. I'm going to put an end to Jehu's dynasty, and in Jezreel Valley, I will at that time destroy Israel's military power." Gomer had a second child. This time it was a daughter. And the Lord said to Hosea, "Name her Unloved, because I will no longer show love to the people of Israel or forgive them. But to the people of Judah I will show love. I, the Lord their God, will save them. But I will not do it by war with swords or bows and arrows or with horses and horsemen." After Gomer had weaned her daughter, she became pregnant again and had another son. The Lord said to Hosea, "Name him Not My People, because the people of Israel are not my people, and I am not their God." The people of Israel will become like the sand of the sea, more than can be counted or measured. Now God says to them, "You are not my people." But the day is coming when he will say to them, "You are the children of the living God." The people of Judah and the people of Israel will be reunited. They will choose for themselves a single leader, and once again they will grow and prosper in the land. Yes, the day of Jezreel will be a great day. So call your fellow Israelites God's people and loved by the Lord. In today's key verse is Hosea chapter 1, verse 10, where it says, "In the day is coming when he will say to them, you are the children of the living God." You know, when you accept Christ as your Savior and you submit to him as your Lord, sometimes the things that he asks you to do seem a little unrealistic. And we have to understand that God's program sees the big picture. And just like Hosea was instructed to marry an unfaithful woman who would have these unfaithful children, God was going to use this as a living testimony to the people of Israel how they have been unfaithful to God. And so it is indeed a big adventure. Once you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and you follow him in every aspect of your life, There is no telling where he will lead your life, but you can be sure that he is going to do it in a way that is truly going to bring glory to God. Let us pray. Merciful God, forgive me whenever I act in ways that demonstrate unfaithfulness to you. Draw me close to you and restore me to a right relationship with you. You continue to love me, and I thank and praise you for your steadfast goodness and faithfulness. Amen. Well, that brings our Monday morning together to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow when we will be in Hosea chapter 2, verses 2 through 23, where the Lord will punish Israel and then restore the land and make the people prosperous. Until tomorrow morning, then, I truly hope you experience every blessing that God is sending your way. Just keep your eyes open and be blessed.